for a studio audience.
You think Flubberdub is going to be here? What, are you out of your mind? Does this look like Dootyville to you?
No, I guess not.
Oh, it's blue, just like I guessed.
Here. Good. Then you boys will just have to find places elsewhere.
Right down here. Wait, come on. Hey,
you
want to wait?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Hey, don't.
Hey,
don't.
I don't know. Here, let's sit next to the lady with the wart. You know how they drive me crazy.
You too.
Wait a minute. Carmine, you should be sitting on the aisle. You got us the tickets, and you want to be picked as a contestant.
Yeah, that's right. They always pick the guy that's sitting on the aisle, really. Unless you're ugly, of course.
Well, then you better sit on the aisle, because you ain't ugly.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice.
Carmine, how are you going to get Chickie's attention, huh?
Don't worry. I've been watching the show since I was a little kid. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, what are you going to do?
I got it all planned out.
Show us.
You want to know what I'm going to do?
Oh, that'll get it. That'll get Chickie.
But make sure your head is up when he comes up the aisle.
Wait, here comes Chickie now. Right, oh, boy, look at him. Does he have a lot of teeth?
I don't know what he is. Chickie Gale audience tonight. Hey, we'll be starting the show in a few minutes, but, you know, while we're here in your great city of Milwaukee, we're going to be looking for some real hometown contestants. So who's ready to be silly for dollars? Well, you two look very unusual. Are you good sports?
We're sitting for this garbage, aren't we?
Hey, that's cute. Listen, what do you do for a living?
Well, right now, a truck driver for the Shock Brewery Incorporated, but that's just that we're rich and famous.
Well, maybe today's the day. You ready to be silly for dollars?
Not really. How about you?
These kids crack me up. Come on, audience, what do you say?
Do it, Lenny. Our public's beginning to get on my nerves.
All right. Now, just follow Irma, our lovely song and prize lady, and she'll show you everything. Well, not quite everything. You know, those look like two very interesting young men. But now let's see who else we have to play silly for dollars. Come on.
Right
who's
here.
Ready?
Right here. Who's here? Right here. Right here. Come on. There we go. Come on.
You know something? I think I found a contestant here. How about you? Say no to these kids. Come on down. Okay, let's give a silly dollar welcome to our next contestants, Mr. Andrew Swigman and Leonard Kajwaski. You fellas know how to play the game?
What?
You fellas know how to play the game?
Yeah, you ask us the question and then we answer to you.
Now, you know, if you answer this question correctly, you'll win a prize. If not, in order to win that prize, you're going to have to do one of our zany stunts.
A zany one?
Yes. Are you ready?
No. Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay. Whoa. Well, here's your silly dollar stumper.
Stumper.
How long does it take for a moth egg to hatch?
24 days.
While we're waiting... Did you say 24 days?
24 days is the average prostration period for a baby moth.
Well, that's absolutely right! Well, wasn't a stumper today. Hey, you boys certainly know your mom.
On a first name basis.
Barbara,
Debbie,
and Joanne.
Well, then here comes. Whoa, boys, now here comes Irma to tell you exactly what you won.
Da 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 da. You answered your question so coolly and so calmly. Here's your prize, a giant salami.
It's a dream come true.
You know, funny thing is, we were saving up for one of these.
Oh. Well, hold on, boys. Chicky isn't going to let you go away from the show unhappy, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to trade in that salami for something bigger and something better.
Irma!
No, Irma's mine. But you could win this entire living room ensemble!
We gotta live here? I mean, this place is a mess.
No, you don't have to live here, but if you win, all this furniture will be yours to take home.
No thanks. No, what's not?
No, this is all wrong for us. I mean, it's a little bit tutti-frutti. So if it's all the same with you, we're gonna take the salami.
Yeah. And, God bless you for all the wonderful work you've been doing.
Well, thank you, Mr. Squigman and Mr. Kwaswaski. Kwaswaski. Whoa, I told you they'd be interesting, young man. And they certainly were. Now, let's see how our next contestants do. Let's give another silly dollar welcome to Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney.
Believe it. I'm so excited. Give me a prize.
No. You haven't answered your question yet. What do you girls do for a living?
Oh, that's an easy question. We're bottle captains at the Schatz Brewery, okay? Give me a prize.
Aren't they fun? Maybe. You know how to play the game? Okay. Well, here's your question. Who played the piano in Casablanca?
Casablanca? That's Shirley's favorite film. She'll know the answer. Who's the piano player?
That's incorrect.
You idiot!
It was Dooley Wilson.
I knew it all the time.
Now, girls, don't worry. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize if you complete the stunt we've chosen especially for you.
Oh, especially for
us. Yes. You're working, girl, so you know what it's like to get dressed in a hurry.
Oh.
Well, your stunt will be to put on all the clothes in these two suitcases in 2 minutes.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too tough.
Ooh. Well, there is a little catch. You're going to have to dress each other.
Oh, we've done that. I sprained my arm once.
While blindfolded.
We never done that.
Okay. Let's put the girls next to their respective suitcases. There you go, Laverne.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Give us only a market set.
All right. On your mark. Get set. Get dressed.
I got it.
To tell you exactly what you've won.
da 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 da. Doc, you did so good, and we're oh so sweet. You win a trip down Appliance Street.
Appliance Street!
I want you to look them over and decide whether you want the oven or the appliance potpourri.
Potpourri!
This way, girls. Right over here.
Where?
Right over there.
Oh, look hard!
There you go. Watch
the
front. Watch the
front. Look at this.
Oh,
an oven, Jeff! An oven!
Oh, look,
we can really use an oven because
I stink from grief.
She's kidding, America.
Go on. Okay, your answer, please.
Well, the sign!
Look, look at this walking iron. Look at it.
Beautiful
electric
car. Oh, we lost.
No, girls, you didn't lose. That was our lucky buzzer.
The lucky buzzer!
You girls certainly are perky. Yes. Now, listen, tomorrow you're going to come back and tell us if you're willing to trade in your trip down Appliance Street for another stunt that would take you on a trip to the world of luxury.
The world of luxury!
Take it over, girls. Meanwhile, this is Tiki Gale saying, hoping you at home will join Laverne DeFazio, Shirley Feeney, and let's all be silly for dollars.
Yes, yes.
Come on, bye-bye.
So cute on TV today.
Thank you.
I was on TV once.
Really?
Yeah, I got rid of my third husband on divorce court.
You aired your dirty laundry on television?
They gave me a toaster.
Well, that does ease the pain, doesn't it?
Aw, I can't wear this.
Sure you can. When you go on TV, all I want you to do is mention a pizza bowl.
Yeah, well, look, I'll try to slip it in somewhere, but I ain't wearing this get-up. Would you look at this?
Okay,
so don't wear the hat.
Frank, help the girls. They're trying to decide what to do. You tell them about the world of luxury.
Forget it. You get an oven, light the cook, and you grab a guy.
I'm supposed to go up to a guy and say, psst, I got an oven, come marry me.
What's wrong?
Frank, you
know.
Frank,
you
Wait a minute. Now, our decision, and when the time comes, we will make the choice.
Everybody's a winner on Being Silly for Dollars. And speaking of winners, let's welcome back our lovely bottle cappers from the Schatz Brewery, Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney.
Hi, Chicky. Hi, it's nice of you to have us back, and it's nice to see you and see Irma and all you wonderful folks out there in TV land who've let us into your living rooms again. I love you. I love you.
Isn't she a bundle of fun? Hey, how do you feel, Laverne?
We want the oven.
Well, if you have your heart set on the oven, there's nothing Chicky can do. But first, let me show you some of the things you'll be missing in the world of luxury.
Oh, don't show please, me. Please don't please. Show me that. Please.
Okay, these could be yours in the world of luxury. Let's let the girls try them on for size.
Oh, Cheryl. This is the second best thing I've ever felt.
Yes, that's a full-length, genuine ranch-dyed mink coat.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. Are alterations included?
Oh, Cheryl, just think how we look when we go down
to the pizza bowl located on Kent and Knapp Street in the High Home.
Yes, but who would wear a mink without a tiara?
Oh, I would not.
I would not.
Yes, rhinestone. rhinestones, 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 and one small diamond.
Where?
There's more.
No more, please, no more. No, no,
you would have worn this entire ensemble to Paris, France.
Paris, France!
Since you girls have your hearts set on the oven.
Oh, forget the crummy oven. We'll eat Paris.
They're going to go for luxury. By now, you girls are probably wondering what your stunt is going to be.
Yeah, we figured, you're going to blindfold us and then we paint each other?
No, that's not bad. No, in order to win the world of luxury, your stunt is the cake toss.
Why's everyone going, ooh, not the cake toss for?
Well, that's because they've seen it. Let me explain how the game is played. You'll take turns throwing the cakes over the high bars. Your partner catches the cake and puts it on the winner's table. When the time is up, you must have caught three cakes between you. Hey, let's make it a little more interesting. Let's tie the girls back to back. How do you like it, Laverne?
I hate it.
Okay. Well, let's put the girls next to the cake table. We'll set the clock. We'll set the clock at 2 minutes.
All right.
Get ready.
Okay.
And toss your cake.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Well, we'll stop the clock. I think we've got a little bit of confusion here. Okay. Here we go. Toss your cake. We have a surprise for you.
What is it?
You know how Chicky sometimes hides a little cash for contestants to find.
That's in the case! It's in the case!
But if Chicky had hit some cash, it certainly wouldn't have been in the cakes. But we've got some lovely parting gifts. Bring it right out. We've got Pastaroni! Yes, $25 worth of Pastaroni. Hey,
Pastaroni!
But you got a chance to play the game, and you certainly were good sports about that.
Wait.
Keys to your thigh.
Because I didn't want to lose them.
But you did lose them.
That's because of all that tussling around. They gotta be around here somewhere.
Okay. Look at this.
Anyway, you know perfectly well why we didn't win.
Why?
Because we were willing to wear a living thing.
A tiara?
No, not a tiara. A mink. A mink. A little bitty brown-eyed mink. All right, I'll grant you, they're rodents. But they are one of God's innocent living creatures. And do you know how they get the fur off of those poor little things?
Oh, sure, that's not why we lost. We lost because we were greedy. We made fools of ourselves for a bunch of crummy pastaroni.
I hate pastaroni.
Everybody hates it. It's a bad noodle. don't
look at that.
Why,
Lord? You don't want to look at him.
You look at this mess. I ain't cleaning this up.
Oh, let's get out of here. They'll probably want us to clean it up.
Hey, you were the two that thought there was money in the cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were great.
Oh,
hey, listen, I have seen every one of these shows, and believe me, you two were the best. Hey, you're celebrities. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you started getting letters from people all over the country.
Yeah? Really? You think they'd ask for a autograph?
Oh, maybe they would. Maybe they'd start a fan club.
Yeah. And besides, you got all that delicious pastaroni.
You like it?
I love it.
Then you got it.
Sure.
No, you take it from us.
As a remembrance of us. By the way, would you like me to autograph one of those boxes?
No.
You know, come to think of it, Laverne, I guess we did look pretty silly, you know, diving into those cakes thinking there was money in them.
Yeah, and if Chickie was going to hide money, he wouldn't hide them in the cakes. He would have hid them in the...
Pastaroni! Mr. Gilhoney!
Laverne?
How's it going outside?
I never seen nothing like it. One mention of pizza ball on TV and I got 30, 40 guys waiting outside to come in there. Boy, I'm up and you're a genius.
That was your idea.
Yeah, I'm a genius. What is that?
Well, it's an ugly, bad, lopsided pizza crust.
Try to teach him a trick. Grab one of these things. Now, put it down. Now use the heel of your palm and go hip like that. Hip, one, two, like that. Come on, do it. Let me see. That's it. Good. More. With the palm. Out there. Harder. I'll tell you, this is the...
Oh, Pop, can't we open up for lunch now? It's noon.
Yeah, sure. We got enough pizza here. Go ahead. We'll open up now and we'll make lots of money here. Boy, that's going to be something. I'm in the money.
You know that crowd of people that used to be outside?
What do you mean used to be?
Rich,
well, we sold 42 salami sandwiches in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Those people outside were starving.
Those are my customers waiting outside. And that's my money.
Get
them! I'm going to get them!